We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Yes, I know that it was disappointed to get bounced in the second round by San Diego State. First off, that's a good San Diego State team. The only problem that San Diego State team has that is going to create an issue for them is that they're going to get caught up against Bama at some point, right? A very good Alabama team. I genuinely think maybe the best Alabama team in the game. I think I am going to regret not picking them as my national champs. I've got them in the finals, but I talked myself into having them lose against Kansas, who got bounced by Arkansas. Ouch. We'll come back to that. I don't care, right? Furman went up against, yes, the best team in the ACC. I stand by. I know Duke went a bit deep. Start to finish, the best team in the ACC was the Virginia Cavaliers. Very well-rounded team. A team that was maybe not excellent at any one thing, but was really damn good at everything. Furman didn't beat them, right? I know that's a tough way to end it for the guys that are calling it a career for the Dens. I know it was tough. I saw y'all that traveled down to Orlando. There was a lot of purple in O-Town for that second round game. I know it was disappointing. But can we take just a second to talk about what a run that was for a team that had not been dancing since before Rob Brown was yet a glimmer in his father's eye, to win a Southern Conference that put a dagger in their heart last year when the Mocs walked them off on a miracle 3 to win the game, for them to come out, go wire to wire in the SoCon, to dog walk the rest of the conference in that tournament, and then to get to Orlando, by the way, and end up in a spot where something like 85% of brackets had Virginia, mine included, big Furman guy over here, but a setup that like 85% of filled out brackets on CBS Sports went with the Cavaliers over the Dens. To win that game is something, man. To win that game is something. Bothwell, Slauson, Pegues, Heen, these guys put themselves on a map, and the Dens ought to be damn proud of it, right? Those are the types of wins that a school like Furman in a mid-major conference has to have. You can get yourself out of a mid-major. You can get yourself to a place to be like a Gonzaga, right? That's a tournament contender every year. That's a threat to make the Final Four every year. You can end up on that level, but you've got to have games like Furman versus Virginia to get there, because now you're on a map that you weren't on before. Now you're like, everybody that follows college basketball after round one knew exactly who the hell the Furman Paladins were. We all knew it. Everybody who follows college ball knew exactly who the Furman Paladins were after that win. That's the type of game that puts you on a map. That's the type of game. I used to call basketball games down in Florida for the Northwest Florida State College Raiders, right? That's a D3 club and a damn good one. That's a club that I have watched send players to the NBA, to the Pac-10, to the SEC. I have watched players come out of Northwest Florida State and go to major conferences and be good. Go to the NBA and be good. Chris Duarte, starting forward at the NBA, came out of Northwest Florida State College, went to Oregon, went to the league, is now a stalwart in the league. Furman's the type of school that's going to start to rely on those types of players, right? Guys that get too big for D3 Northwest Florida State College, but end up in a spot where a team like a Furman, a mid-major team, a tournament threat like the Furman Paladins, want those guys in. But in order to get those guys in, you've got to register for them. They've got to know who you are. They've got to know who you are. They've got to know where you come from. They've got to know you've had tournament success. They've got to know that when it is time to go dancing, that you're a team that can invite them. You're a team that can provide them with those dancing shoes. And Furman has just proven that they are. Not just by making it to the dance, because making it to the dance is great, right? You get to hang the banner SoCon Conference champions when you get a one bid mid-major. But when you go knock off an ACC champion, now it's not just, yeah, they can get there. Now it's, yeah, they can get there and they can win. Now they can get there and they can make it to the second round. Now they can make it to the Sweet 16. Because if you can beat Virginia this year, beating San Diego State, it certainly was not a guarantee. That team's got arguably the best defense in college basketball as played by the Aztecs this year. That is a lockdown defense at San Diego State. It's still a winnable game for the Dens. If you can beat Virginia, you can beat San Diego. Diego State, right? So now it's, how do you take the next step? The answer is, you take the success that Richie's guys had this year. You go start looking at these D2 and D3 schools that have that one standout guy. That guy that clearly got missed in recruiting or was unable to go to a Power 5 team because he was academically ineligible and had to take a year at a JUCO to get himself ready for the next level, whatever it takes. You go find that guy, you bring that guy to Greenville, you turn him loose, and you bump up. You find the next Mike Bothwell. You find the next Slauson. You find the next Pegues. And now you stack three or four of those guys around a roster of cats who give a damn like the rest of that roster did. And they go, okay, this team was good enough to beat Virginia. This team was good enough to make it to the second round. Who's to say they can't make it to the third next year and the fourth the year after that? It can be done. Like I said, Gonzaga's made a point of that by turning themselves into a basketball school. Furman just kicked that door down. They just kicked that door wide open. It was a hell of a win. I know it stings because let's be honest. I think all of us kind of looked at the SoCon championship. I think all of us kind of looked at the fact that the Dens earned a bid. And I think all of us kind of looked at this and went, okay, we knocked off Virginia. You're damn right we can beat San Diego State. And so it went from let's go make a name for ourselves to let's go reach the Elite Eight, right? Let's take that next step. The good news is the door's open. Now you take a Furman University, you start bringing in those guys from the Northwest Florida states that go make some noise. I'm going to have to apologize, but I forget his name, but there was a kid who played for Northwest Florida State College a few years back when I was calling games there, who went to play for the North Texas Mean Green. Kind of a similar situation to Furman, right?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, was that it? T2 dunks with the dreads flowing behind him. I'm apologizing because I forgot the dude's name. Anyway, I love this kid, Zoe, because his whole mantra was work. In fact, he had a pair of custom Nikes made. He used to wear at Northwest Florida State. I don't know if he took them with him to North Texas. But yeah, he had a custom pair of Jordans made for himself that were brown leather. They looked like works, right? They were dope. They look like Doc Martens. They look like work boots. And he wore those shoes as a reminder that if you want to get somewhere, you gotta work. So when he went out there and played, he was wearing Jordans, but they look like work boots because he was going to work. So he gets out of Northwest Florida State College, where he led the team in scoring for like back-to-back years. He ended up going to the North Texas Mean Green. They won their conference tournament, I think, 2 years ago. They got a bid. They got in. They went in as a 15 seed, and they knocked off number 2, Purdue. And they were on the map. He was on the because he had a hell of a game that game. Those are the types of cats that you're looking to find. You take what you did with Furman this year. You expand on that. You point it out. You illustrate it nationwide. You go find those guys. You bring them in, and then you go from, all right, we made the dance to, all right, we got out of the first round. Now next year, how do we get out of round 2? How do we get to the Sweet 16? Then you do that and you attract more kids. And then it's all right, now how do we get to the Elite 8? And you attract more kids. And the next thing you know, all of a sudden, now you got top 250 recruits that want to play for you because you're not just a consistent tournament team, but you're a Sweet 16 team. And then you go to the Elite 8. You get kids that are top 150 guys. Now you're an Elite 8 team. Now it is an Elite 8 team every year. You got guys that are stepping up, top 100 players that go, all right, if they're Elite 8, my hope they can be Final Four. I am so damn proud of what this Furman team did. When nobody was talking about them preseason as a real contender, they won the SoCon. They beat the best team out of the Atlantic Coast Conference and were this close to being a Sweet 16 team this year. Watch Bob Richie do it again next year. Watch.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv.
Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.